This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Alice Alvey, it's good to have you with us. Alice is CMB, Vice President of Education and Training at Union Home Mortgage. And she's here with this week's legislative update. But I don't know if it's as much of a legislative update as much as an operational update, Alice. You and I were talking earlier today, and it was really interesting when you're talking about employment verifications. Love to get all the things that you're considering as a, we won't get into how many decades you've been in the business, but maybe a number of decades.
Three.
But want to get your thoughts. Three decades, over three, yeah. So anyway, let's get your perspective on where should lenders be focusing from your perspective?
Well, it's, you know, obviously you're pulling out your, you know, crisis recovery plans, but the MBA has done a good job of also pointing out this is very different from any type of typical crisis that might affect one geographic area. It's affecting your whole company. So to your point, first of all, from a legislative standpoint, there was a bill that the House passed on Saturday for some funding relief. As far as how it will impact our borrowers, there does appear to be some funds that will go, it seems, only for small employers, less than 500 employees, where borrowers or their employees may be able to get an extra couple of weeks of paid leave. So ultimately, we have to go back to, from a lending standpoint, if I have a borrower who is sick and at home on a medical leave, you treat that like any other medical leave, right? You don't have to take it into this global context of, well, you know, what if they work for an airline and they're on medical leave, how do I know they're going to have a job when they get back? Remember, calm and facts, right? Stay calm and think of the facts that we know. And so if their employer, you know, is not out of business, has not announced layoffs, and they happen to be on sick leave, that's, if it's, is it a short-term disability? Then you count it as that. If it's just, I got to take a couple weeks off, usually we don't get into that nitty-gritty as long as the employer is saying, and they're being paid. So if they're being on paid full-time sick leave, then you're okay. I think some of the larger questions, too, that we're getting on, you know, now in Ohio, where we're located, do I need to go and check my entire pipeline for everybody who works at a restaurant and a bar? Because I now know in Ohio we have closed all those establishments, right? What are all the establishments that have been closed? In that case, you do have to treat it like you would, like we used to treat the auto industry layoffs when that was massive, right? What is their scenario? Do they have a job? And if they don't, then we can't close the loan. They don't have a job. There isn't, you know, some folks are brand new to this. They have never experienced, you know, widespread employment challenges. And so they go, well, can't we make an exception? You know, I'm sure they'll find work. Like, we're not doing the borrower a favor putting them in a new loan, and no investor is going to want that loan if we can't document they're employed. We're getting reminders from all the agencies there are forbearance. This is considered, you know, an exception that someone would be able to get into a forbearance in their mortgage. So people should go look at some loans. You go, I'd love to close them on my new 3% rate, right? Because that'll be a better rate for them and a better lower payment. The however is, that's going to go to an investor and in a new MBS, you know, it's going to go into a new security, and that investor doesn't want a loan where someone doesn't have a job, right? We don't sell those.
That's right.
So
that's right.
It is the, you know, as much as you might want to take that application, it is something that needs to be worked out through servicing if they truly are unemployed at this time as a result of this. So there's a laundry list of things. David, another one. You all heard about MBA's website. I was just there. You can find the state information, too, that's helpful for licensing. Keep in mind a lot of states require that an LO works from a branch. And if you, like many of us, have had to say, I don't want to put people at risk being in a branch, many of the states have issued a statement that it's okay for them to work at home, but you can't have a borrower go to their house because now they're conducting activity at their home and they're not allowing that. So the states aren't approving it. They're just saying we're going to take no action for LOs needing to work from home. So please check state by state. Make sure your LOs understand they can't go, well, I'm fine and I have my borrower tested. They're clear. So I'm okay with having them stop by the house to sign paperwork. That is now crossing the line by some states' licensing activity laws. So please check that. Make sure you understand your area. And then, Dave, there are many more. I think you were bringing up recording challenges, possibly.
Yep. was talking to a client earlier, and if in fact there is additional closures to the extent that this rolls out, how does it impact courthouses where we're actually having the recordings? How does that impact our industry? Already talked about employment verification. We're hearing reports that appraisers are, which we're already slow in getting appraisals done because of the record volumes. There's appraisers who are saying, we're not going out. We're not going to go out. We're going to respect this. That has an impact. I think the thing is, what this is bringing about, Alice, is the need for leadership and foresight. We cannot be just in reactive mode. We've got to start anticipating what could this become? Where could this go? And so what are you doing? I just was on a call with a client earlier today. I said, get a hold of your branch managers. They did a really good job of communicating out leadership, strong leadership. I'm coaching them on leadership. I was really pleased to see how they responded. They got ahead of this. They put out, in fact, in this particular case, they said, you know what? These are unprecedented times. And we're owners, we're people of faith. So they literally had a pastor come in. One of their branch managers doubles as a pastor. He came in and said a prayer over their company, their business and activity. And they were going like, how's this going to be received? It was received, overwhelming response of how much that was appreciated. I think it's in times like this where you start looking at what are you doing? So you may want to not go there, but you need to be getting ahead of this and communicating out to your people, folks, what's happening and where this could go.
And I think being nimble, right? So if you think about the appraisers, hey, what if the seller of the home is willing or the buyer is willing to walk around and FaceTime me and show me everything the appraiser wanted to see?
Yep, that's exactly right. And we've actually had that happen where more and more we're starting to see more FaceTiming of things. It's some alternative. But that's a good example, Alice. We've got to get nimble. We've got to get into alternatives. We could check with the agencies. There's a lot of different things we need to do. So anticipate ahead of time all that's happening. We're going to probably be doing a couple special podcasts beyond our regular schedule about as we learn more about this. We're working and talking and getting some officials on from the NBA to come on, do a special podcast. And if we have to do one every single day during this time to kind of help people sort through it and support what the NBA is doing, we're going to do that. So lots of things to consider, Alice. Certainly uncharted waters. And most important thing I'm saying is be ahead of it and be good, strong leaders. And you're a leader in the industry, Alice, so we appreciate you being here and giving us your thoughts.
Yeah, and I think, well, just so everyone's aware, we, you know, certainly at this point, Fannie and Freddie, it is minute by minute. You can't even say day by day right now. So as of now, it's following standard underwriting policies and looking at that scenario and following it just as you would any other underwriting for my borrower's off of work or they're on short-term disability or their employer is now not able to respond, right? There's a difference between employers are just running slow versus the employer truly is shut down and I know my borrower isn't working. We can't go with, I hope they get their job back in 6 months or two months or 3 weeks, right? So anyway, more to come. Not sure if the agencies will make any changes there, but as of today, it's traditional management of employment.
I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, the Mortgage Bankers Association of America, Finastra, as well as Lenders One and the Mortgage Collaborative, as well as CMLA, the Community Mortgage Lenders of America, Indicom, Cellerate, Ainsworth Advisors, AI Assist, Celebrity Home Loans, Knowledge Coop, Mobility RE, Velma, VendorSurf, Vidyard, and Modex. We're so glad to have all of you here as listeners. Be sure to share this podcast with others. We look forward to having you back here next week. Have a great week, everybody. And do watch out about this coronavirus. Don't let it get over the top for you. Don't let the fear. It's all about leadership, man. How are you leading your organization or how are you leading in the markets? Be a leader, not a panic spreader, not one that creates the ongoing crisis. Be a leader. Have a great week, everybody.
You've been listening to Licken on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Licken of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.